Hello, I'm Tatiana Antonelli. Welcome to another episode of Forward Talks, a podcast by Goombook about moving towards sustainability. I'm sure, like me, most of you hate going to the dentist. So instead, today, we're bringing the dentist to you. Dr. David Rose and Associates is the first dental clinic to come on board of our Fair Care campaign, and we wanted to talk to David about his commitment to providing dental care to those who can't afford it. Now, David has been in Dubai since 2003 and is a strong believer in holistic medicinal practices that are also functional even when it comes to dentistry.
What we need to understand first before talking about the teeth is the overall health of the body. You cannot have healthy teeth if you don't have a healthy body and a great diet. Everything is connected. All the teeth are connected to the organs of the body. And it's not me who say that. It's traditional Chinese medicine through the meridian, for example. So we know that any bacteria that you have in the mouth, and we know that we have plenty, can go in the body, in the rest of the body, through the systemic system, so through the vessels and blood vessels and arteries. You have also the nerve who can transmit the bacteria. And you have also these meridians who are energy channels connected to all the organs of the body. And so what we do is we try to understand what is the deep reason of any infection, of any problem that you may have, and then try to connect if it's related to the teeth. I remember one of our patients had some issue with the thyroid, and the doctors didn't know what was the issues and couldn't solve the problem. So they wanted to remove the thyroid. I mean, she was a young lady. And so what we did is we tried to see if there were any infection, and the tooth that was infected linked to through this meridian through the thyroid. So by treating the infected tooth, you treat the cause of the issue. I mean, you know that the Professor Osler, who was the founder of modern medicine, said that the mouth is a mirror of the body. It takes for itself. You have to listen and you have to understand what are the reasons why the bacteria that you have in your teeth or in your mouth can go and spread through the body.
That's incredible. I didn't know about this.
And I mean, that's what we do. For example, if you go to your cardiologist, you have an issue with your heart, the first things they will tell you before doing any surgery on your heart, go to your dentist. First thing, because of the risk of what we call endocarditis, the risk of infection that you have in your teeth going through the vessels into your heart. So before any surgery, you have to go to the dentist. But we don't do that for the other organs of the body. I mean, if you have a mercury filling in your mouth, we know that scientifically proven that it goes into different organs, especially the brain. And half-life of the mercury that you have in your brain stay there for 18 to 21 years. So it's dramatic to
come to you immediately. I also heard and read about the spine, the connection of the way you close your mouth and the position of your teeth having a reflection on your back bones. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, as I said, everything is connected. So of course, the occlusion is linked directly to the spine. But it's even more connected to the vascularization of the brain. So, for example, if you grind your teeth, you know, your level of the occlusal level that you will have will decrease, and by doing that, you will impact your TMG into the brain, and that will decrease the vascularization of the brain. It says that if you decrease your occlusion from 1 millimeters, it goes by decreasing the vascularization of the brain for 50%, which is crazy. And everything is connected. The nerves are all connected to the brain, of course, but mainly to the mouth. So you know that you have nerves everywhere in the body, that you know that. All the nerves are connected to big nerves, central nerves, I would say, that goes into the brain. You have 12 pairs. 12. The one that is linked to your mouth, okay, is number 5, the trigeminal nerve. This nerve occupies 50% of the space of the brain nerve.
No.
50%. And the rest are for the 11 other pair of nerves, cranial nerves.
So in 2017, under the Year of Giving, we were very excited to announce the launch of Fair Care Dubai, a new initiative which aims to support low-income earners in the UAE by offering quality dental care.
We know, when we drive across Dubai, we know, we all see there's people, there's workers, or you all know somebody who has some dental issues and cannot go to the dentist because cannot afford the dental problem. It started also when we have patients who doesn't know what to do with their nannies or where with their drivers or gardeners, who know that they face some problem with their teeth, some pain, and they don't know where to go. When you become a doctor, when you become a dentist or medical doctor, you have to sign an Hippocratic oath, and that means that you have to try to treat everyone as much as possible.
From one of the initiatives actually run by some local authorities, there was an interesting data that came out. 46% of the workers that actually were helped had persistent dental pain and had never been to a dentist. And that 44% needed teeth removal, while another 30% had already lost their teeth without any treatment. This was all under Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Oral Hygiene Initiative in 2016. I know that the university in Sharjah is also having buses that go into labor camps to support. So it's good to see that from the two ends, we have a movement towards, you know, providing care, and that sometimes insurances are not, you know, covering.
The public initiatives are well known and very active in this sector, and I thought that there was some kind of loophole from the private sector, because they are doing the public is doing lots of things to help these peoples, but we as private clinic don't do as much as we should, and launching this initiative is part of proposing a solution, and hand in hand, we are always better. We are always stronger.
So I think it's important to also mention, talking about the private sector, also the companies who are trying to support, one of them being Oral-B, that they are supplying toothpaste, toothbrushes, floss, and hopefully, I mean, we hope to have more support from more sponsors. Let's explain a little bit more how it works for people who are out there listening. The idea is for anyone to be able to, you know, go on our website, goombook.com, search for the Fair Care Initiative. And in the Fair Care page, you will see there are two sections. One, of course, for the patients, so you can fill an application. And we will put you directly in touch with the clinics, and patients will be able then to have their first appointment to visit a dentist. On the other hand, any clinic can also contact us if they want to come on board.
We would love to have more partners helping either the local population when we treat them into our clinic, but we welcome them as well because we need equipment, we need consumables.
Okay.
But also when we go to other countries, in Kenya, in Ethiopia, this year it will be Ethiopia, to bring with us lots of things. Last year, we had not only dental consumables, toothbrush, toothpaste, floss, anything that can help in the oral care, but we have also...
feminine hygiene, yeah. Yeah, that was amazing, actually.
But it's useful,
yeah.
So it makes sense.
So the way it works is basically is a pro bono, whereby you give your own time and the time of the other doctors in the clinic.
So basically, we ask the these patients to pay 10% of the existing price. The idea is for them to choose the treatment they really want. The idea was different from being totally pro bono, where we see that patients who don't pay at all are not fully conscious about the treatment, the quality of the treatment, and the responsibility that you have into the treatment. Because when I give you something for free, you don't value that, and you don't take care of this gift, because it's a gift, but it's a teamwork. If I treat your tooth, but you don't maintain it correctly, there is no need for me to treat your tooth, because it will not be long-term. So to maintain that and to understand that and to be able to decide which way to go, because, you know, for the same problem, you can either remove a tooth or you can treat the tooth with a root canal, you can do an implant. You have different options. And I really wanted to have these people choosing their method of care as any other patient that we have in the clinic. So for that, we want responsibility. So the idea was 10% of the current price. And usually, of course, it's not even the patient who pays, it's probably the sponsor. You know, there is always a way to find that, but that makes them responsible for their treatment.
That's true. I mean, you need to value specifically for maintenance.
Exactly, yeah. But pro bono in the sense that we give the instrument, the equipment, the time of the doctors, the knowledge of everything. Yeah, that it's free of charge, or it's free for them.
The money, this 10%, actually doesn't even come into the clinic pocket.
No, correct. I mean, we have two parts. The first part is, of course, treating these people living in Dubai and who earn less than 3,500 dirham a month. But we have also another part, which we're doing mainly during the summer, where we choose one country. Last year, for example, it was Kenya, where we went to Masai Mara, and we try to help them, help the local population with our treatment. So that the first bulk of money goes into the second part.
What are the services that, for example, the patients can look forward to? We have normal hygiene, for example.
Of course, but you have a general dentist, you have cosmetic dentist, you have pediatric dentist, you have endodontist, you have periodontist, you have also orthodontist. So you have a wide range of dental specialty. I mean, we have already 16 dentists in this initiative, so it's great. I think the more we are, the better result and the better outcome it will be.
And fair care is exactly what you mentioned, is helping people with less than 3,500 DMs to be able to, you know, be treated, have a first visit, understand what their problem is, and then hopefully get the right care that they need. And basically, you're the first clinic to join the program.
Yeah, we hope we'll have lots of colleagues from other clinics joining as well. I mean, from what I understand, is Gumbook is having a great idea to propose this kind of program, because I think it's a great initiative, and I hope that will become sustainable.
I think if all clinics join hands in trying to give their time and their expertise in trying to help people, this would be an amazing program for the whole of UAE and Dubai, starting with Dubai.
Hopefully, yes. But I'm sure that many dentists have this conscience, and they like to help people. I'm sure that everyone will be involved and willing to give their time, give their skills to join us.
So this is officially a call to action. If you're a dentist and you're listening, or if you're a clinic, please get in touch with us and let's try to make a difference.
Thank you very much, Tatiana, for this initiative to be able to prepare and to launch this kind of things for Dubai. I mean, I think it's great for the whole Dubai population, but it doesn't go only for the dentists. I think by this podcast, maybe it will also help some people who know, I'm sure, some patients who can't afford to have this dental treatment, because it's quite expensive when you think about that. But then with your help, with your initiatives, with Gumbook, they will have a solution.
We're very happy that David's clinic is on board to provide fair care, with over 16 dentists participating in the program. If you'd like to know more, you can find out about the initiative on our website, gumbook.com/faircare. Thank you once again for listening to the episode of Forward Talks. We are available in your favorite podcast players, and you can also reach us on Instagram at Goombook. That's Goumbook. Thank you.